Hey, I'm Bardi Arez, and I'm the Stop Drinking Coach. Welcome to my podcast where I teach you how to stop drinking, how to quit craving, and how to begin the journey back to yourself so that you can transform your life. After a 14-year binge drinking career, starting and stopping dozens of times and trying everything in the book from AA to therapy, I finally discovered the key to sustainable sobriety. And on this podcast, you're going to learn practical tips, tools, and strategies to help you quit drinking alcohol the easy way so you can finally step into the next chapter of your life and begin fulfilling your potential. For private one-on-one or group coaching, visit www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com and book a call with me. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back. My name is Bardi Arez. I'm the Stop Drinking Coach, and I'm super excited to be jumping into a new episode today. It's been a little while since my last episode, so been thinking about what I want to talk about and what I want to share with you guys, and I'm actually working on a really profound and powerful back-end course that's going to, I think, blow the lid on how we look at addiction, how we look at change and transformation, and how we look at this game and strategy of overcoming alcohol and stepping into the next chapter of our life. And as I was building out those assets, I figured I'd kind of share one with you that kind of gives you a rough overview of what it all looks like and how I think, how I process reality. And what I've come to discover is a novel and very advanced and unique way to look at addiction, to look at how we are processing our internal state of reality and in our relationship with ourself and our relationship to life and the universe. And I know that kind of sounds like a mouthful there, but let's dig in. So let's talk about why we drink. Okay. The reason we drink alcohol is either to pursue pleasure or to avoid pain. When we first start drinking in high school, it's to pursue pleasure, right? We're 14, 15, 16 years old. We're starting to become an adolescent teenager. We're starting to form our own identity. We're beginning to move away from our parents. We're beginning to rebel. We're starting to, you know, just kind of take on a personality of our own. And alcohol becomes a way for us to change the kind of internal experience of our consciousness. Right? Now, we're drinking when we're in high school to have fun. Some of us, maybe if we really came from profoundly broken homes and backgrounds, maybe we're drinking as a way to escape. But most of us, we start drinking at an early age because it seems fun and interesting and unique, and we've never experienced a shift or a change in our consciousness before, so we become very attracted to alcohol. Now, as we drink and we continue to drink more and more and more, and we start to remodel the reward pathways in our brain to become more dependent on these huge floods of dopamine, we start to change our dopamine set point. We start to lower our dopamine set point, and as a result, we start to experience less motivation, less clarity, less energy, and we start to prioritize the alcohol. The pain of alcohol increases and the pleasure of alcohol decreases. This is the nature of the way the dopamine response works in our brain. Think of it like a teeter-totter. Anytime you flood the brain with dopamine and it experiences a significant high above baseline, in order for it to then rebalance out, because your brain is always trying to maintain a sense of balance and homeostasis, it tips to the equal and opposite direction into a low. And that's why we feel like shit the next day. All we want to do is sit around, right, watch Netflix, order food. We're unmotivated. We can barely focus and concentrate. It's just terrible, right? We all know the feeling of being hungover. Now, the more that we drink and the longer we continue to drink, we then begin to drink to escape a source of pain, right? And so what are all the reasons that we drink alcohol? Number one, as adults, we may be unhappy in our life for some reason, whether it's in a relationship or anything else. We're unhappy with the state of our life. We thought growing up, our life would be different. We thought things would turn out different. And because they're not what we expected, that causes us pain. So we look to alcohol as a way to seek a source of relief from that pain. And we try to find a source of pleasure via that dopamine rush. Okay, we may drink because we're experiencing overwhelming amounts of stress, either from work, maybe from our partner, maybe because of our kids are yelling around, you know, all the time. Or we could just have a very low tolerance to stress, right? We never learned what stress was and how to process stress. And we've never learned healthy coping mechanisms to get rid of stress out of our body. So it builds and builds and builds, right? Maybe we're in a job we don't like, we're unhappy in our career. And so we look to use alcohol as a way to quote unquote de-stress after a long, hard day of doing things that we don't want to do, right? Maybe it's because we feel stuck in our life. We want to make advances in some capacity, whether it's in our health. We want to lose weight. Maybe we want a partner. Maybe we don't have a partner and we want a partner. Maybe we want to get a divorce. Maybe we want to make more money, but we have no idea how to do it. Maybe we're nearing retirement. We realize, like, you know, we don't have enough money. Maybe we want to build a business or a side hustle, but we lack confidence and self-esteem and we feel like we lack skills and we don't know where to go, right? So maybe we feel stuck. Maybe some people are bored, right? Now, understanding that this is a double-edged sword because alcohol induces boredom and creates a boring life via the downregulation in dopamine. So you feel bored all the time because you're drinking alcohol. But maybe your life just isn't that interesting. Maybe you don't have many friends. Maybe the work that you do isn't very fulfilling. Maybe you don't have many passions or hobbies. Maybe you're in a town or in a state or in a city where there's not much going on. And so as a way to just pass the time, you drink alcohol to distract yourself, numb yourself, and keep yourself busy so you don't have to feel the boredom. Okay. Maybe you feel disconnected from yourself, right? I talk to a lot of women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who, you know, had a sense of self, had a strong identity, were maybe successful in their careers, but then got married, had kids, put the mom hat on, put the wife hat on, put the homemaker hat on. Maybe they stopped going to work and they started putting everybody else in front of them. They started putting their kids in front of them, their husband in front of them, making sure everybody's taken care of, the house is clean, right? And they pour that energy into other people for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And as a result of losing their sense of self, they don't really know who they are anymore. They haven't taken any time for themselves. And they are kind of on that mommy wine culture, just numbing themselves, drinking wine. I can't tell you. I mean, I've talked to dozens, I mean, maybe hundreds at this point of women who are experiencing that. And I mean, if I'm talking to that many myself personally on the phone, there has to be millions of them experiencing that. There has to be so many more. So maybe that resonates with you. Some people, maybe they're drinking because they feel lost in life. Maybe they don't have a strong sense of identity. Maybe they didn't expect adulthood to be the way it is. Maybe they don't have mentors. Maybe they didn't have a good upbringing for somebody to kind of set standards and values and support them in creating sort of a life path or a plan. And maybe they don't feel empowered to be able to go out and actually accomplish the things that they want. So they feel lost. Maybe another reason we drink is because we're feeling afraid or anxious. Maybe we have traumatic experiences in our past that we don't have the mental resources to process. So they kind of play on a loop, like a record, like a mouse in a hamster wheel, just replaying the same moments and memories over and over and over again, because we have not learned how to process these experiences. Maybe we feel like we lack control over our life. Maybe there's some unprocessed trauma from our past. Or, you know, simply, it could just be out of habit. You know, I go on my TikTok and I explain some of the most interesting read between the lines concepts of why we drink and everything that's going on. And I still have people say, well, Bardia, it's none of that. You're wrong. I just drink out of habit. And it's like, well, you're clearly missing the point here, because obviously you're drinking out of habit, but I'm explaining the underlying reasons. It takes, I guess, a little bit of thinking to be able to assume that that's a given, right? Maybe we just drink because we started drinking, we got into a relationship. Maybe it wasn't pain. Maybe it wasn't trauma. Maybe we didn't start drinking until we were 30 when we met our spouse and they were a drinker and they got us into it. And we just got used to coming home and having beer or wine together in the evening. Regardless of all those things, what you need to understand, the root, okay, the root of it all, is that all of those things, what they have in common is that they all are a source of pain. Okay. These are like walls that we have hit in our life and we do not know how to process them or move past them. We lack the mental and emotional resources to solve these problems. So they continue to persist, and the pain builds and builds and builds and builds, and then we drink. Okay? All of these things that I just talked about, unhappiness in our life, overwhelming stress, feeling stuck, boredom, disconnection from ourselves, feeling lost, feeling afraid or anxious, lacking control over our life, unprocessed trauma from our past, or even just a habit in which we've now carried on so long that has caused us to get stuck in a dopamine feeding cycle, it all comes down to a level of pain internally, which we do not know how to naturally process out of our body. And as a result of not knowing how to process these experiences, either mentally or emotionally, we use the easy button to drink alcohol, okay? And that gives us a temporary relief, right? Now, as we all know, alcohol does not solve any problems, really, okay? What it really is, okay, and I thought of this today. Drinking alcohol doesn't solve the problem. And what it is a suicidal form of procrastination. What we are doing is we are procrastinating against confronting the things that are causing us pain. Let me say that again. Drinking alcohol is a suicidal form of procrastination. Okay? You're not broken. You're not diseased. Okay? There is an underlying level of pain, and you're using alcohol to cope. When we drink alcohol consistently and we overdo it, we develop what maybe they call alcoholism, which is this compulsive need to use alcohol. Why do we have this compulsive need to use alcohol? Because alcohol produces about half as much dopamine as cocaine and heroin, and we both know that those are highly addictive substances. Alcohol is half as addicting. And this is what nobody tells you, folks. It is pure poison. There's no medicinal benefits to alcohol. None. It is pure poison on every possible level. And it produces abnormally high levels of dopamine, which makes it very, very addictive. And so in the beginning, when we're 15, 16, 17, 18, maybe in our early 20s, we're using alcohol as a source of pleasure. The more we use alcohol, the more the pleasure starts to dissipate, and we find ourselves stuck in a dopamine feeding cycle. Because anything that produces such high levels of dopamine like that, we should not be messing with, because it's going to get us addicted. Okay? Now, what we have to understand here, and again, this is not a moral failure. If you find yourself addicted to alcohol and you're struggling to stop, this is not a moral failure. It's not because you're less than. It's not because you're broken. It's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you can't handle your booze. It's not because you're not intelligent. It's not because you're a failure. It's not because you're a piece of shit. It's none of those things. It's simply a lack of education and understanding of what alcohol is doing to us. And it's the lack of mental and emotional resources and tools to process the underlying pain. Because let's look at it this way. Would you say that if somebody, you take a human being and they don't have all this internal pain, they feel calm, they feel safe, they feel regulated, they know themselves, they have a clear vision for their future, they have overcome their limiting beliefs, they have a sense of harmony and homeostasis. Do you think that person needs to drink alcohol? Do you think a person like that has a compulsive desire to pour alcohol down their throat? The answer is no. It doesn't make sense, right? We have been conditioned to believe that we think we need alcohol. Dude, alcohol is a pure poison. Everything that you think you know about alcohol is pure marketing. There is absolutely nothing good about it. The reason we find ourselves in an addictive cycle with alcohol is because there's some underlying level of pain, right? And then the next thing is we get stuck in a dopamine feeding cycle. So there's two things that we need to address if we want to beat the game. The first one is we need to become the mechanic of our life, right? Imagine somebody just hired you to become a mechanic. Right? You have to lift up the hood of a car and you have to look at all those parts. I don't even know. Engine, cylinders. I know nothing about cars. The oil, the wiper fluids. Imagine. But you didn't get trained They didn't give you a manual. They told you nothing about cars. You don't know what cars are supposed to do, how they work, how to change the oil, the role of the engine. It's kind of like being a human being. There's no user manual. And most of our parents and society, the matrix, the culture, the world, the system that has been force-fed, just this matrix, this dimension of reality has lied to us. And they don't give us the tools and resources to learn who and what we are and how to process our consciousness, how to process memories, how to think, how to perceive, how to manage your mind, how to manage your feelings, how to manage your emotions, how to manage stress, how to overcome limiting beliefs. None of that. Nobody learns any of that. And so although we're free and it feels like we have free will, we're kind of stuck behind bars because, yeah, while we can make any choice we want, I can get up to the fridge and grab some food and I can order some pizza and maybe you can call that free will, or I can get on a plane ticket and go to a state. Maybe you want to call that free will, but that's not really free will. If you don't have agency over your mind and body, and you have debilitating stories and limiting beliefs and narratives that are crushing you and holding you down and preventing you from evolving into your potential, then you don't have agency. Or maybe you do have agency and that agency is very limited. But there's other parts of your life when it comes to certain aspects of mental and emotional regulation where you completely lack agency. And as a result, you're giving up your control to alcohol. Again, understand this is not a moral failure. You're doing your best given what you know and the resources you have available to you. Nobody chooses to become addicted. Nobody wants to become an addict. When we start drinking in high school and college, nobody has the plan of having this thing take over their life. But it ends up happening. And again, it's not a moral failure on your part. We're fucking with a substance that is highly addictive. Highly, highly, highly addictive. Anything that fucks with your dopamine like that, you need to stay away from. If you want to be successful in 2022, you need to read Dopamine Nation and you need to begin learning about the brain and you need to learn how your operating system works and you need to get very curious and very committed to dopamine management. Because the world that we live in today is designed to keep everybody fucking addicted, whether it's through phones, social media, porn. Porn is 30% of all internet bandwidth. 30% of every piece of data that flies through the internet is pornography. You look at our society today, you look at culture, you look at music, movies, and television. I dare you, watch a show, watch a movie, and I want you to count how many times the lead actor or supporting actors pour alcohol or have alcohol or cigarettes in their hand. If you still think that we have a loving government that cares about us and any of what's happening in the news and politics is real, it's time to wake up. The system is broken and it's designed to keep us sick, disconnected, and numb so the money can continue flowing up. That's it. So you need to understand that this process is a process of reclaiming agency over your mind and body, which has effectively been assaulted and manipulated from the moment you were born. And it's taken decades of your life from you. Okay? Alcohol is not exciting and relaxing. It is pure poison that we're using as a way to cope underlying levels of pain. And so as an adult, rather than addressing the root cause, what you're doing is you're avoiding the direct path to your mental, emotional, and spiritual maturity and evolution. Understand that when you turn 18 or 21 or when you graduated college, that wasn't when you stopped learning. That's when life begins. Because what we experience from 18 to 0 to 18 basically isn't our choice. Our brain is a sponge. We don't have the cognitive capacity to actually understand what's going on. We can barely wipe our own ass and support ourselves and make any decisions. We're basically just modeling our environment. And again, this is not a moral failure, okay? This is the human animal. It does not have the capacity. The way that we create our sense of self, the way that we form our perceptions and beliefs and model and experience of internal consciousness is by modeling our environment. So you didn't really get a choice in the matter from 0 to 18. But when you're an adult now listening to me in this podcast, now it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to grow and evolve mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Drinking alcohol is a slow suicide. It is a death by a thousand cuts. And I firmly believe that in 50 years, we're going to look back on our society today the same way we look back on how cigarettes were advertised and recommended by doctors in the 1950s. I mean, it's absolute fucking insanity. They said it's good for you. It cures cancer. Doctors recommend it. You have doctors smoking in the office. Now we know what smoking does, how it causes cancer, how it causes birth defects, how it shaves years off your life, destroys your skin. Alcohol is pure poison. There's no medicinal benefits. Okay. Again, it's half as addictive as cocaine and heroin via how much dopamine it produces in the brain. And it's one of the primary drivers of anxiety and depression in our society. Okay. So you have to understand, we don't overcome alcohol by just putting the bottle down. Okay. It's not just about not drinking. Alcohol is the thing that we use. It is the agent, the object. Replace alcohol with porn addiction, sex addiction, gambling addiction, anything, anything that is destroying us. That is the thing that we use. This is part of our own individual hero's journey. This is a part of our own unique soul's evolution and curriculum. Alcohol is the thing that we use to come back home to ourselves, to heal, to grow, to evolve, to mature out of low vibration, dense levels of addiction, which are rooted in low consciousness, low dense energies of shame and guilt and pain and victimhood. It is the thing that we use to evolve up into higher, expanded levels of consciousness and understanding, into courage, into bravery, into joy, into gratitude. Okay. And when I say expanded levels of consciousness and understanding and energies, don't think this is woo-woo. Just go pick up the book, Levels of Consciousness by Dr. Richard Hawkins. You can get it on Amazon and educate yourself. If you think levels of consciousness is woo-woo, if you think Bardia, oh, well, there's just one consciousness and like it's ignorant. You're deluding yourself. There's information which you don't have access to, which you don't have understand, which you don't understand yet. There are levels to consciousness. There are higher vibrations of energy where you have more context and more understanding of the human experience. Alcohol is the thing they use to keep the masses numb and disconnected and poor mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So understand, if you are at a place where you are now getting to a fork in the road, where it's time for you to quit drinking alcohol, this is the greatest gift and blessing because it is the direct path to your mental, spiritual, and emotional evolution as a human being. This is how you ascend. This is how you transcend. This is how you grow. This is how you fulfill your potential as a human being by learning the tools and skills and resources that you currently do not have. Because if you had them, then you wouldn't be pouring alcohol down your throat. I'm 2 years sober. I learned them and I'm giving them back to you. Okay, that's why I'm not pouring alcohol into my mouth anymore, because I see it for what it is. I've transcended that addiction, which I was stuck in, which killed my dad of alcohol poisoning in his sleep at 57 years old. I had to lose my father at 14 because he couldn't figure it out. Didn't have the resources, didn't have a person like me. You have to understand that alcohol is not the problem. Your dopamine management is the problem. Your inability to feel your pain is the problem. Your unwillingness to allow yourself to feel stress and boredom for a period of time to allow your neurochemistry to rebalance out, that is the problem. One of the things of really growing up as an adult is realizing that we are responsible for our reality. Okay, and this is a hard pill to swallow. You know, when I was a fucking kid, I remember being 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, looking up at adults like they were gods, thinking they've got it all figured out. They have houses, they have cars, they have their own money. They understand how the world works, how the government works. We all did this when we were kids. We looked up at adults like they were gods. I remember fucking being in my early 20s, 21, 22, 23, and looking around and being like, holy fuck, nobody has any clue what the fuck they're doing. Everybody's making shit up. Everybody's just pretending. It's fucking insane. I can't tell you, like, a lot of people, unconsciously, not a moral failure, I'm not judging people, but they are still operating mentally and emotionally as 9-year-olds, as 13-year-olds, as 14-year-olds. But they're adults in adult bodies, and yeah, maybe they have a house and maybe they make great money and they have a business or something and they're raising kids. But their ability to manage their mental and emotional state is still that of a 14-year-old. And again, it's not because you suck. It's not a moral failure. It's not because you lack intelligence. It's because through our evolutionary process, we did not learn the skills, tools, and resources. There's no user manual on how to be an optimal human, right? There is no user manual on how to process your pain, on how to think about old memories, right? Nobody teaches us these things. And because we don't learn how to process them, the pain builds and builds and builds and builds and builds and builds and builds, and then it explodes. Or the pain is just kind of in the background. We've numbed it. We've repressed it because it was too painful. And now we have an energy faucet leaking energy and consciousness and energy throughout the day. And so everything is exhausting. Everything is tiring. Work sucks. Everything is triggering because we've got all this baggage from the past that we just never processed. And so we just turn to alcohol because it's fucking easy. What do you mean? You pay $5, you go to Trader Joe's and get 2 bottles of wine, $2 chuck. You can go get a 6-pack for $8. Forget about it. Why should I grow? Why should I evolve? Why should I level up when I can just fucking drink an 8-pack, 6-pack? Strategy works for a little while, works for a year, works for 2 years. Maybe it works for 5 years. Maybe it works for 10 years. You'd have lost a lot by that time as you compound time, money, effort, energy, opportunity, and potential. But that strategy doesn't work anymore. And you have to understand that our life, the way we think, the way that we process, our belief systems, the whole deal, these are just internal representation systems, IRS, internal representation systems. We have a strategy by which how we produce our experience of consciousness, how we assign meaning to things, how we process events, the way we label things. All of this can be deconstructed, and this is what I help my clients do. Okay. When you optimize mental and emotional regulation and you teach someone how to process their internal reality in a way that is positive and healthy and conducive to the person they want to become, they will no longer need alcohol. Okay? We never needed alcohol. We were duped. We were forced. We were marketed to think that we did. From birth, we've associated alcohol with fun and barbecues and events and weddings and nonsense. Bullshit. You don't need any of it. Okay. Again, it's like, imagine you're born and you're given this job as a mechanic, but there's no user manual and you're never trained on anything about a car. You don't even know, you don't know why the car is here, where it's supposed to go, the purpose of the car. It's the same thing with a human. We don't know why we're here. What's our purpose? What happens after? What happens when the car runs out of gas? What happens when we die? Right? The average person has very little understanding of how their mind and body works to produce their internal state of consciousness and reality. And because we don't have these answers and we have unresolved pain that we do not know how to resolve, or we have questions that we don't have answers to, or we have problems and obstacles in our life that we don't know how to bridge the gap for and resolve, this builds pain. And so to release the pain, we drink. And when you don't understand why you're stuck in a loop and you continue to repeat the same behavior over and over again, despite consciously knowing alcohol is bad for you, it feels like you're a slave. It feels like you're trapped behind bars, right? You have this illusion of freedom, but you know deep down that being addicted to alcohol is anything but free. It's slavery, right? And so contrary to what the world wants to tell you and the old models of addiction, okay, you are not broken. You are not diseased. You are not destined to live in the shadow of your addiction for the rest of your life if you don't fucking want to. You have to want it. You have to want it. You have to want out. You have to look at the pain and you have to realize that the pain is so great that you do not want to go back and that you're willing to give up the fucking bar scene. You're willing to give up going to clubs. You're willing to give up fucking loser friends who just sit around and fucking drink and sniff. Okay, those people aren't going anywhere. They're going to be doing the same thing until the moment they die. You're not missing anything by letting go of an old version of yourself. Okay, what you need is you need an expanded understanding of how your mind, brain, body, and nervous system works. You need a user manual so that you have better agency and control of your system. You need to aggressively transform your belief system around alcohol. This is key. If you continue to see alcohol as a source of pleasure in your life, you will die unhappy and regretful. That's just the fucking truth. You're just going to be waiting around for your next drink. But when you change the fabric of the belief system to seeing alcohol as a source of pain, it fuels you. It fuels your best self. It fuels your potential. And it makes it effortless to not drink. What you need is an aggressive change to your habits, your routines, and your lifestyle with high levels of accountability. One that supports optimal mental and emotional functioning and processing. You need new strategies to cope with stress and discomfort, strategies that you never learned. You need to upgrade your mental models, your belief systems, and your identity, which again, for many people, is rooted in their childhood and teenage years due to trauma or literally a lack of mentorship and support. Poor standards, poor values. We need to reconnect to our most authentic self because when we're tapped in and connected to our most authentic self, unafraid, that is when our unique energetic frequency, our unique energetic fingerprint, which is unique to us over everybody else in the universe, that is when the light can begin to shine. We need new mental models, resources, and frameworks to help you process your past so it doesn't limit you, but actually fuels your purpose and evolution. And this is a big one. Most people are stuck living in the past. And so in order to evolve, to transcend as a human being into the next level, we need new mental resources, models, and frameworks so that regardless of what happened into our past, the pain, the trauma, or anything else, it doesn't become something that limits us and holds us down and debilitates us and keeps us a victim, but actually changes its energetic signature to fuel your purpose and evolution. And we need a clear vision for our future, and we need to remove the limiting beliefs or obstacles so that you can move freely towards your potential and highest self without fear or hesitation. And this is so important. This is why the addiction space and model is so lacking. Is yeah, maybe they help you stop the substance, but then they leave you and you're done. If you do not have a clear vision for your future and feel empowered and confident and reclaim and redevelop your self-esteem and remove your limiting beliefs that are telling you you can't, if all those things are not dialed in, then you're going to be sitting in limbo in the present moment waiting to get fucked up again. And this is why a sobriety and life coach like myself is a life changer. Mental, emotional, and spiritual maturity. This only comes from confronting yourself, capital S, healing your pain and evolving into a higher state of being, one that no longer relies on a poison to cope. I mean, it's insane. Right? But makes sense given our matrix that we live in. We've spent our entire life consuming. Okay? It's time for us to step into the next chapter. And so what does that look like? Okay? It looks like reframing our mental models and information processing. We need to expand our internal map of reality of both ourself and the universe. We need a deep reframe from alcohol equals pleasure to alcohol equals pain. When we make this shift, living alcohol-free becomes so much easier. We need to fundamentally understand what addiction is. Okay, we need to learn how to regulate our nervous system from fight or flight or disassociation back into a state of safety and calm. And we need to learn new coping mechanisms. Then we need to address lifestyle and behavior transformation. We need to optimize our behavior, our lifestyle, and our energy in terms of movement, nutrition, all of these things. The fundamental core of all this is we need to learn how to improve our mental and emotional regulation. We need to develop agency over our mind and over our body. Dopamine management and optimization, incredibly important, and is a key component of our life from this day moving forward. And it's not because we're broken or we became addicted to alcohol, but because when you learn how to manage your dopamine, you optimize the functioning of the human operating system. Okay? This doesn't just apply to people who are struggling with alcohol. This is anybody who came to me and said, Bardia, I want to hit the next level. I want to break through. Dopamine management and optimization is a must. Okay? We need to increase our productivity 2 to 10-fold. Because most of us who fall into a pattern of drinking have no accountability. We're sitting around, poor time management. We're doing just enough to get by. And frankly, each and every one of us, when we're in a pattern of drinking, are operating at fucking best, 10% of our potential. Okay? The mindset and performance side, we need to build a clear step-by-step strategy to becoming the best version of ourselves. We need to identify that and we need to make that clear. We need to get clear on what that looks like and feels like. We need to learn how to overcome our fears, our anxieties, or any debilitating story or narrative, like a record that we're playing in our mind. We need to increase our confidence and self-esteem and personal power. Personal power is your ability to create, your ability to take action and follow through. It is your ability to have coherence between your mind and body and to have your whole system in alignment working for you rather than working against you. Self-sabotaging, procrastination, we need to fix those patterns. You need to understand why we self-sabotage, why we procrastinate. Because once you learn why and you start to get clear on what those things are, what they mean, then you can overcome them. And we need to accomplish our goals day in and day out through a highly effective and unique daily execution system, which I provide you. Then we get into the deep work, okay? Subconscious healing and repatterning using neuro-linguistic programming, okay? Neuro-linguistic programming is a type of psychology and therapy that helps people basically model excellence. Whatever it is that we want to create for ourselves, we can create it using NLP. So deep subconscious reprogramming, learning how to process childhood experiences that are keeping you stuck or limited, discovering how to manipulate your internal representations to gain control over your mind and over your body and your feelings and your emotions, replacing limiting beliefs with empowering ones that help you actually move forward to achieve your goals. We need to learn how to change the way that we process memories. We need to regulate our safety, our nervous system. I mentioned that. And I mentioned we need to reconnect to your most authentic self and help you live in alignment with your truth fearlessly. So as you can see why AA doesn't work for many people. Because drinking alcohol has almost nothing to do with alcohol. It's everything that I just described. It's a process of coming back home to ourselves, of continuing the evolution of our life, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's about evolving. It's about transcending higher into higher states of energy and being. Overcoming addiction is about coming back home to yourself to identify, what was I running from? What was I avoiding? What was I numbing? What was I afraid to confront and process through my body so that I can create more harmony and homeostasis and reconnect to my personal truth? Because when you're reconnected to your personal truth, like I am, you can hear it in my voice. You can hear it in the way that I communicate. You can hear it through each and every one of my videos. If I were to tell you that over the last 10 years as I was drinking, my number one fear was being in front of the camera and using my voice and communicating, would you believe me? You'd probably think I'm fucking insane and lying to you. So understand that when you clear out the shit that does not belong, and you come back home to yourself, and I've said this 100,000 times, it is more beautiful than you can begin to imagine. You don't even have the capacity to imagine how much better it can get for you. But it does not come from beating around the bush. It does not come from running from the pain. It does not come from avoiding. It does not come from numbing. And it does not come from hiding. It comes from walking through the fire. You have to earn it. Mental and emotional regulation is earned. And as a result of developing mental and emotional regulation and earning agency over your life, you develop the capacity to create success in any area of your life that you want. Do you know what success is? Success isn't a number in a bank account. It's not a white picket fence in a big house or a nice car. Success is being able to create something in your mind and to be able to go out and achieve it. That's it. In any capacity, there's no limitations and blocks. You're resourceful, you build bridges, you have the energy, you don't procrastinate, you follow through, you find the people who can help you, you remove the obstacles, you persist, you iterate, you optimize, and you keep going until you create it. That is success. So if you want more money, you can create that. If you want a better relationship, you can create that. Whatever it is, if you want to lose 100 pounds, you can do that. But it does not come when you lack mental and emotional regulation. And drugs and alcohol specifically destroy the very thing that you need to hit the next level in your life. So I hope this episode was enlightening. I hope this was helpful in building a better map of understanding of what we're doing here, what we're talking about, and what I do with my clients. Every day, I'm learning so much. Every day as I immerse myself in this system, every day as I'm working with clients and I'm expanding my map and I'm learning more about how everybody thinks and processes reality, as I learn more from my coaches, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to create some pretty profound and radical shifts in the space of the way that we look at alcohol, in the space of overcoming addiction, and in the space of helping people optimize and become the best version of themselves. Human potential is the game here. Okay. You did not come to Earth to get fucked up half of the time. You came to Earth to evolve, to grow, to expand the fabric of your understanding, to hit the next level, to see what you're capable of. Let's remove the alcohol. Let's let go of whatever fears we think we have. Go back and listen to the episode where I talk about the fears and stresses and discomforts that you feel in the beginning are not what you feel on the other side. Let's develop the fucking skin. Let's invest in ourselves. Let's hire a coach. Let's get some form of accountability. Let's get around people who have what we want. Okay? That is the single greatest fucking life hack. Find people who have what you want and pay them using the money that you work hard to earn. That is the best source of your money, is investing in yourself. It is not pissing it away on food and bullshit luxury items. Okay? Find people, not just me. Maybe the personal trainer, maybe somebody. I mean, this is what we did in college, okay? We paid a college who had people that had what we want. There was an information gap when we were 19 and we wanted to get into the workforce. We paid $50,000 a year to be in the confines of walls where there were humans who could bridge our information gap to accelerate the process in which we learned skills, tools, and resources so that we were better equipped to demand a better salary in the marketplace. That does not stop at college. If you want to grow, if you want to hit the next level, if you want to evolve, find people who have what you want and pay them so you do not have to keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. People will creep, you know, I'm not the first one here. You're not the first one to experience addiction either. I've created a system to optimize and fast track this process for you. So this isn't a sales pitch. It's mentorship from a coach. It's wisdom. Okay. whether you want to learn how to start investing in the stock market or anything else, okay? Find somebody who's crushing it on social media or anywhere else, Google it, YouTube it, contact them and say, hey, what's your rate to mentor me so I don't have to make mistakes and piss money away in the stock market? Can you give me some tips and pointers? How do you research companies? Do you use technical analysis or do you use fundamental analysis? Are there any websites that you use that kind of give you news updates every day? What app should I use to invest? Like, why sit and watch 10,000 hours of YouTube videos when you can pay somebody X amount and get it all perfectly organized, done for you with support and accountability? Okay. So I'm going to leave it at that. Hope this was insightful for you. Share this with somebody you know who might need it. And I will see you in the next episode.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with your friends or someone you know who might be struggling with alcohol. And if you feel like you're ready to finally transform your relationship with alcohol, visit www.thestopdrinkingcoach.com and book a call with me. I offer private one-on-one and group coaching to make letting go of alcohol easier and more sustainable than you ever thought possible. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.